Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
After defeating Nahash and the Ammonites, Saul, the king of Israel, raises a standing army of 3,000 soldiers. King Saul took 2,000 soldiers with him to Michmash, which was in the hill country of Bethel. His son Jonathan took 1,000 soldiers with him to Gibeah of Benjamin. Now at Gibeah, there was a Philistine army outpost. Jonathan and his men attacked the outpost. When King Saul heard that his son Jonathan was successful in his attack against the Philistine outposts, King Saul had the trumpets blown throughout the land, announcing that he had attacked the Philistine outposts. But when the Philistines heard that their outpost was attacked, they assembled themselves together to fight King Saul and Israel. Now remember that the standing army that King Saul had with him, along with the soldiers who were with Jonathan, numbered only 3,000. For Saul sent the other men of Israel home, according to verse 2. So when the Philistines assembled themselves for war with Israel, the Bible says that they had, listen, 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and foot soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Miss Jones, if the principle of simple math subtraction is applied to this scenario, it is clear that Israel is outnumbered. Simply by the charioteers alone. Remember, they had 6,000 charioteers. How many folk did Israel have? 3,000. So 6,000 minus 3,000 is, yeah, y'all good mathematicians. And so just with the charioteers, Israel was outnumbered by 3,000. That doesn't include the foot soldiers, who the Bible describes as being more numerous than the sand on the seashore. Lean over and tell your neighbor, Israel was outnumbered. And let me pause right here and share with you something that you should remember, children of God. After you have experienced a great victory for God, expect the enemy to ramp up his forces against you. Has anybody noticed that right after you have experienced a great victory for God, and when you finally have given the enemy a black eye, that the enemy will show up with reinforcements? Am I right about it? Right when you feel that you have finally gotten the upper hand on the enemy, right after you have shouted and testified that victory is yours, that joker will show up with some reinforcements against you. You know why? Because the enemy is a sore loser. And the enemy is not going to settle for a whipping without planning a future surprise attack with more of his forces. Well, the Philistines decided to set up camp at Michmash. Now, you're good Bible readers and good Bible listeners. Who was already at Michmash camped out? I'm waiting for y'all to answer. I done told y'all. Who was already camped at Michmash? Saul. Saul had 2,000 soldiers with him camped at Michmash. Now, when the Israelite army saw the Philistine army with all of their charioteers and numerous foot soldiers, the Bible says in verse 6 that the men of Israel saw that their situation was critical. They viewed their situation as critical based solely upon what they saw. Just because it looked like there were scores of Philistines, and it was, the men of Israel saw themselves in a winless and hopeless situation. They sized up the enemy with their own eyes and came to the conclusion that there is no way that we are going to be able to win against this vast army. How many of us, like the Israelites, how many of us here today have already prematurely waved the white flag of surrender in front of the enemy solely because the enemy looked like he or she outnumbered us? Now I know that since January 20th, 2025, that we have seen the dismantling of our federal government. And we have seen the taking away of federal rights and job security for some. I know for some of us, it appears right now hopeless, and that we are fighting a losing battle. But in spite of what you have seen, what door of opportunity have you not walked through? What person or situation have you given up on solely because it looked like the enemy outnumbered you? New Providence and friends, we have to remember that the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Faith living is when you and I allow our heavenly vision to transcend our earthly perception. And this morning, my first point for you to remember when you are under attack and feeling outnumbered is this. Let your heavenly vision transcend your earthly or natural perception. In other words, though we see our battles through eyes of flesh, we have to learn to see our battles through the eyes of the Spirit. We got to remember that we have the Spirit of God living within us. So we must allow our spiritual eyes of faith to lift us beyond our and transcend that which we see in the natural. You know what? That is exactly what our forefathers and mothers did during their difficult days. They saw their problems through the eyes of faith, trusting that God would keep them until their change came. Our forefathers and foremothers thought, if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, then we must see our God bigger and beyond everything that we see with our natural eyes. Lord, have mercy. Yes, we may see that we are under attack and outnumbered in the natural. But in the spirit, we can see legions of angels around us to protect us and keep us from the harms of the enemy. What the enemy meant for evil, God can mean it for our good. The old saints used to say, angels, angels watching over me. Yes, your heavenly vision must always transcend your earthly perception. I'm almost through. Look what the men of Israel did as the result of having limited or distorted vision. The Bible says in verses 6 and 7 that they hid. Somebody say they hid. They hid in caves and thickets, hid among the rocks and in pits and cisterns. And some of them even crossed back over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. This brings me to my second point. When you are feeling under attack and outnumbered by the enemy, remember, somebody say remember. Remember that God has not called us to run and hide from the enemy. What did he call us to do? He called us to stand against the enemy. Lord, have mercy. Can we look a little closely at what these soldiers hid in? The Bible said they hid in caves. And you know, caves are dark, cold places. And I have to tell somebody today that the enemy has some of us hiding in caves. Cold, dark places. Our joy is cold. Our love for God and others is cold. Our trust in God's power to deliver us has grown cold. Turn to your neighbor and say, come out the cave. Not only did they hide in caves, but they hid in thickets. Y'all know what thickets are. Thickets are heavy bushes. Places where a person can get easily scratched and cut. And the devil has some of us in places that all we're doing is getting scratched up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me quickly move on. Not only did they hide in caves and thickets, but they also hid among the rocks. When I think about rocks, I'm thinking about a place where it's easy to stumble. Anybody in here ever stumble over some rocks? Lord have mercy. The enemy wants us to stumble and falls. But then they didn't only stay in amongst the rocks, they hid in pits. Somebody said they hid in pits. You know what a pit is, don't you? It's a deep hole that folk fall into. Somebody here today might be in a pit of depression. All this stuff happening in our world, you right now are in a pit of depression and in a pit of hopelessness. But I'm here to tell you that is not where God wants you to be. He says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Lord, have mercy. Not only were they hiding in pits, but they were hiding in cisterns. A cistern is a well that has dried up. How are you doing in your spiritual maturity? Are you spiritually drying up? All right. Oh, there's one more place that they hid. The Bible says some of them had the nerve to go back over the Jordan again and settle in Gilead and Gad. Are you running back to places or things and people who God has previously delivered you from? The enemy wants us to run and hide from him. But God has called us to stand against the enemy. How, Pastor Woods, should we stand? I think Paul can help us. Paul would say, I told the believers at Ephesus that they should stand with the whole armor of God. They need to stand with the belt of truth buckled around the waist. The breastplate of righteousness in its proper place. Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Carrying the shield of faith and wearing the helmet of salvation and carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Some of us are running and hiding from the enemy because we are not fully dressed. It's like they used to say, we bring a knife to a gunfight. Listen, tell your neighbor, stop running and hiding and stand. As I close this sermon, I'm closing now. I know that right now, New Providence and friends, it appears that we as a people are facing an overwhelming army that is trying to turn back the hands of time and return us back to positions of servitude. There is a great army coming to attack our civil rights and positions of authority that we have labored for and earned. Things around us appear to be crumbling and falling apart. But I want to encourage somebody today to remember that we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit will help us, will enable us to see beyond the natural and help us see that the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord's. And if the Lord fights my battles, I know that I'm going to win. No matter how great the enemy and masses and army around me, I know that if God fights my battle, that I and you will win. Tell your neighbor, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm going to keep my focus on God and His power, because I know that He is sitting on the throne and He's watching what's taking place. And God was going to say, enough is enough. And He'll come. Tell your neighbor, He'll come. And He'll will empower us as a people to stand and not give up hope.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.